Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
5:33, an hour later on the tweet. Spider, big show out of our Broadbeach studios. A massive show.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. We're giving away some baubles.
Yeah, well, that's right, because Christmas, we're, almost just over 3 weeks to go, and we are giving you a chance to share in $2,000 cash. Thank you to the Oasis Shopping Centre right here in Broadie.
Yeah, we got a massive show. Rob McLeod, you're going to be a part of it. You're going to be across all the weather. It looks pretty. The coldest, what are you saying? It's the coldest start to winter ever.
Summer.
The coldest start to summer that we've had for a long, long time. 10 degrees below average. It's only going to get to 20 degrees today, which is just ridiculous.
Even Ali's already walked in and said, gee, I'm cold today.
I know.
No, you big frog.
I know. I've got my hot coffee. Can I borrow a jumper, someone? Al, can I have your flannelette shirt?
Just take it off.
You can pull it off if anyone can in this team.
You don't ever say that to me. Yeah.
No. There's not many things Al can pull off.
Shall we just leave this alone and move on?
What do you reckon Al can pull off?
Here's the go.
No.
Who will be going into the Chrissy Break a winner with Name That Year?
I was actually
going
to praise you and give you a really good-looking actor that I think you look alike.
Year is coming up next. Stop with Flan, Ali and Spider. Triple M Breakfast.
Here we go.
Because we don't want to lose any integrity with the cup.
Yeah, no, I actually met a wonderful bloke yesterday. His name's Brad. He never misses Name That Year. Aww. And he says, geez, that Spider gives you a hard time.
Oh, I love that. Did he say Ali's a big fat whinger?
You know what, Rod?
Because I always whinge about you getting
You don't have a mortgage on Spider giving you a hard time, all right? You're not the only one.
Yeah. Okay? Hang on. So
you line up everybody.
Let's have a look at the scoreboard. Ali, you're on none. I'm on none. Rod's on two.
Yeah, but it is the 1st of December.
I thought it was the 1st of December, and it's a monthly cup. So I reckon it should start from today.
All right. How about I start on zero and you start on minus two?
It works out the same. No, we're keeping the score as is.
Oh.
So we've got this week and next week to determine who's going to be ending the year the winner.
Yeah, come on, Spider, take it on.
Let's go. Yourself.
Here we go.
Today
is for, what's his name, Brett or Brian?
Barry?
Brad.
Brad.
Oh, Brad. Morning,
you,
Brad. Thank you for listening.
This is National Eat a Red Apple Day. Right?
This is an apple, ladies and gentlemen. I got big hands. This is ridiculous. Look at the size of it.
What year was on the world's heaviest apple recorded?
Oh, Spider.
1.4 kilos.
Yeah. The only thing I used to do with the apples, we use them as bowling balls down the hallway of the house.
Yeah.
See if you can get closest to the orange.
Apple is my least favourite.
It was 2002.
Oh, my goodness.
I was nervous then.
All right, Ali.
Find the right button.
I'm going to say 2012.
Rod the newsreader. Yeah, apple is a member of the rose family.
What's your favourite apple, Rod?
It's got to be the pink lady.
Oh, well done.
Ooh, a little bit tart. No, it is. No, pink lady's got that little bit of tartness.
The Granny
to it.
Smith.
Which
is
one's
a
got
tart
the chalk taste?
The old one?
That's the
in the bottom of your fridge that you've been rolling down the hall.
Rod the newsreader, 2018.
It was 2005.
Yes!
Come on.
Yeah, this is you, Brad.
Spider.
Yeah, I wonder who. Yeah, well, there you go.
Name That Year.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Can I just say?
This is Bette Midler.
Everything I would. My daughters said, you know, with kids, you do something once or you say something once, all of a sudden, oh, that's your favourite, this. Every time they reckon that Beaches, I just go on and on and on about it. I do love them.
That is the song from
Beaches.
I
had the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was it Barbara Hershey and Bette Midler?
Yes, my favourite song from that, Otto Titzling.
What year was I Your Hero?
No.
Oh,
sorry.
That's an open-ended question.
Is the answer.
Take your pick. So Bette Midler today, she is having a birthday today, Bette Midler.
Oh, rather newsreader.
Did I get in first?
Yeah, I think you did.
I reckon Bette has got to be, I'm going to say, 1949.
Rather newsreader.
Yes.
I reckon a little bit younger, 1947.
That's older.
It is.
Oh, whatever.
It is older.
80, puts her in the 40s.
Come on, Spider, just give us a year.
What'd you say? I'm going to say 1939.
Remember.
1945.
Oh, Rod, well done.
Yes.
Well done.
She's doing all right. She's got a lot of sass about her.
Bette Midler. Yeah. Big fan of Bette.
Love
Bette. Okay, so what's the score? So, Ali, you've got a point?
No. Ali's on none. Myself and Rod.
Okay, Ali, you need a point.
Yeah, and actually, I want you to commit to watching Beaches.
All right, okay, here we go.
I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's in town to do an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson. It's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country.
Yeah.
I was going to call the article, Michael Jackson is Sitting on Top of the World.
All right, so... That's Axel Foley, Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop. On this day, it was released. But Rob was in.
Everybody have a little dance around 1983.
Spiders.
1984. Yeah. All right, let's have a look at the scoreboard.
I just want to thank Brad. That's all I want to thank Brad today.
Got you across the line.
He inspired me today.
All right.
Ali's on zero, Spider on one, and Rod's on two.
Now, come and be honest. Now, are you glad that we didn't go back to zero for Rod?
No, because I'd be one. I'd be leading.
Yeah, true.
It's a contest. Ali, lift your game.
I will.
Okay. Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
6 past 6 an hour later on the Tweed out of our Broadbeach studios. Flan, Ali and Spider. Flan, good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
I am, what do you say, top of the was this morning.
Full as a chook.
Full as a chook. I am stuffed to the gullet with pride for Australia. This is easily one of the top 5 days in Australian sporting history.
Oh, come on.
No, it's just because you have no interest in soccer whatsoever. But what's funny is... All around Australia on... Have you got some sort of highlights?
Yeah. Matthew Leckie cuts back inside. One way, then the other.
Leckie.
Scores for Australia.
Leckie. Amazing run and then a left footer. Oh, my God. And then sustained attack from Denmark for the rest of the game. For half an hour of them throwing it all at us. They're the 10th best team in the world. Mm. And now we're into the finals. Mm. We're in the top 16 teams in the world.
With no stars.
And it took a left footer to do it.
It did. Oh. Look at you go, Lefty.
Who's a left footer in the studio?
Overnight, on all different stations, I was listening to radio stations all over Australia. And they were all saying, the callers were all saying, you know what, I'm not really into soccer, but... Yeah, kind of soccer race. To Denmark, I say commiserations, and you've been soccer-rooted.
Woohoo!
Wow. Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Ali, and Spider.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Oh, look, it's an incredibly sad need to know, and we've just found this out ourselves. Christy McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac, and wrote some of their most famous and beautiful songs, has passed away age 79 in hospital. Let's just remind ourselves of some of her work.
Great song.
Yeah. I wanna be with you everywhere. That is really sad.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. That will affect so many people today. Room is one of the biggest and greatest albums of all time. Christy McVie has passed away, as I said, in hospital with her friends. She left a little while ago from the band, but nonetheless... Her passing has made me feel really strange, and I miss her already.
Yeah.
Well, something that people might find quite strange on the home front.
Yeah.
It's a little bit random, this one, but Channel 7 have made changes to their channel lineup, but it's actually the way it's being broadcast. So you may need to tune your TV again.
Oh, retune.
So, yeah, I know.
Seriously.
So there might be a whole bunch of people turning the TV on and going, where's Channel 7? So, yeah, basically...
Remember you used to push the knob in and turn it? Just to check the television?
Dial it in.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There's nothing more frustrating when your TV's not working.
Get the rabbit ears properly. No, move the ears to the left, the antenna to the right.
Or if you've got to go get a booster because your signal's putrid. So, if your Channel 7, and that involves all of the different Channel 7 stations, you know, they've got 7, 8 and all the rest of them. So if none of them are working... Rescan your TV. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Or turn the knob if you've got Spider's old
absolutely
TV from 1974.
Have you heard of Tim Baker?
He's a writer from the Gold Coast, I believe.
Is he? I'm thinking of. I think I might have the wrong name, but I'm thinking of the blonde guy that used to be on one of the TV morning shows.
Tim Baker.
Oh, that's Tim Bailey.
Yeah,
yes. Tim Baker.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he is a Gold Coast City Council chief. He's on 600,000 to 700,000 a year.
Oh.
What does he do? I've never heard of him.
Signs all the checks.
But what does he actually do? Like the US president gets the same money.
Yeah.
Our PM gets the same money.
Less, I would suggest.
Less. Yeah. And he's on 600 and we don't even know who he is or what he does.
Well, I tell you what, my next question is, on behalf of all my single girlfriends, is he single?
I don't know. I don't know. And the last, we're going to chuck in a little extra on your need to know today.
Yes.
Flan, mozzies.
Oh, yeah. The council are spraying for mozzies at the moment. So please be aware of that if you're a bushwalker. And also, because of this rain, make sure you empty your pots and all the pot holders because mozzies are going mad at the moment.
And we know what the mayor says about them.
So we're going to get in early. We're going to fight them high. We're going to fight them on the beaches. Yes. And we're going to fight them in the mangroves.
Yeah!
And we're going to kill them dead.
And that is what you need to know.
Please.
Last one standing.
Well, we know how this works. If you're the last one standing, you walk away with a great prize. Flan has the three questions for us, and we're going to ask Kathy in Upper Cooma right now. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we go. You're switched on. You're ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay, listen up. Here we go. Good luck, because we don't know what's going to happen either.
Uh-huh.
Kath, who said this?
Don't book any cruise after August.
Tom Tate.
Oh, it's such a masculine voice. I think I just ovulated, Kath.
Oh, wow.
Here we go, Dale. Question two, we're on the fly. This is always the true or false question, and then you'll face a question that you can get help from Spider on question three, but this is true or false.
Yeah.
NASA spacesuits cost $12 million when they were first made, but to manufacture...
True.
You know what? You're right. Well done, Kath.
Can I have the rest of the question?
You certainly can. It's pretty interesting. NASA spacesuits cost $12 million, but to manufacture them today would cost $150 million. And it's true, Kath. Well done.
Yeah.
You're through to question three. It's about sloths. They are Spider's favourite animal, and he can act as a consultant for you if you wish.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The question is very simple, and this is for the tickets. So don't feel any pressure because you got back up from Spot.
Yeah.
Right.
Sloths. Are they smart?
I'd say yes.
Ooh, okay. You're correct. You've won the tickets.
They are one of the smartest
animals in the animal
kingdom.
Thank
you. So, Ellie and also Al, can you please take your laughs back and stop?
You did. There was a bit of sniggering going
on. It was just the question. I know.
You've got to think.
Yes, I wasn't expecting it. Well done, Kat.
Thank you.
You've won. Yeah, you've won yourself tickets to Event Cinemas. Unwrap the magic of movies this Christmas with an Event Cinema gift card. You're a winner.
Thank you so much. Hey, Very good.
Thanks, Kathy, for listening. It's Flan, Ali and Spider. Triple M Breakfast.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
6:35, an hour later on the tweet, and what a time of year, for one reason, really, that we get to do this.
Big enough to move freely, small enough so you can find the store, the Oasis Broadbeach.
Bauble!
92.5, Triple M's Christmas Bauble.
All right, we go around the table. We are calling it the Triple M
Bauble. Can we have a bauble off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
1-300-925-666. I want people to ring in and just go, bauble.
Show us your baubles.
Oh. Bauble.
Okay.
So immature, but
what
I love
we've
it.
Got, this is how it works. We have Christmas baubles, the things you hang on your tree, and they're Triple M ones, Gold Coast Triple M ones, so they're very special, and they have names on them. So if you have a name, you've got a chance to win here and share in $2,000 worth of Oasis shopping centre cash for Christmas, and we are going to play before 9 o'clock. Three names will be called out.
Absolutely. So 1-300-925-666, your chance to say... Bauble.
All right. Well,
show us your bauble.
Let's go straight to the phones right now.
Okay.
I don't normally do this.
Bauble up. Ooh. Okay, Luke in the ring, give it your best shot.
Bauble.
Oh, I like it.
Not bad.
Thank you so much, Luke.
Aussie.
Well played. All right.
Aussie baubles.
Your chance to share Oasis Christmas cash.
Good energy.
With Christmas baubles coming up with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Spider, do you ever watch telly? Do you love telly?
No.
You don't really get into it?
No.
Because I love telly.
Do you? Not really. No, I'll be totally honest. Yeah. I'll watch the racing.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay. I'll watch the supercars every now and then. I'll watch a little bit of footy. I don't watch a lot of other stuff. Okay. You know what I hate most is the only time I'd watch a bit of television would be over the Christmas period.
Ah, here we go.
And the worst thing is that I'm in New Zealand.
Okay.
So everything that's played during the year in Australia is played over Christmas in New Zealand.
Right.
So...
Not a word of a lie. Last time I went to New Zealand, I flicked the telly on straight away, and there was some sheepdog trials at 7:30 on the Thursday night.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I thought, that's funny. I watched that for 5 minutes. I thought, I can do is I'll flick to it.
there was another sheepdog trial on another channel,
yeah,
and there was another one on the third channel.
Well, yeah, they're still old school. They all close down over Christmas, so you hardly get anything over Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, they call it the 60th shows on telly.
Yeah, and they've got the what I love about it, we send a picture to Caitlin and Nay, my daughters, every year. Parliament Channel will recommence on the 14th of February.
That is hilarious. Oh, I would look at that.
What about you, Ali? What would you watch if you can, if you get the time?
Yeah, I do. I want to binge some shows because I never get to do that. So I just want to sit down with the kids and binge something, not leave the couch and just eat 500 packets of Cheese Supreme Doritos.
Yeah. Nice.
Perfect.
Things have changed a little. But this is now my favourite time of the year for telly because all of the big budget shows are finished. And let's just not put too fine a point on it. All the crap gets rolled out over Christmas. Yeah. And this is what we can expect.
Now that the good shows with the big budgets are over, get ready, Australia, for a string of summer hits. Dogs have plastic surgery to look even more like their owners. As Dr. Harry hosts My Doggy's Facelift All Done Gone Wrong. Then there's the game show Connect 2, hosted by Siamese twins. Just so we can hear them say at the start of the show, thanks for joining us. Dr. Charlie Teo hosts DIY Celebrity Surgery. We'll see which TV personalities are so desperate to be on the telly, they'll let Warwick Capper operate on them.
Hi, I'm Ali Plath, and I'd like to thank Warwick Capper for removing my hemorrhoids. I used to call them Tomic and Kyrios because they were a pain in my...
But that's not all, Australia. Lambassador Sam Kekovich hosts Reverse Butcher. It's like Lego Australia with cutlets and muttons as they build their own lamb. And then, this summer's greatest feature, Undercover Tosspot. Celebrities disguise themselves as tosspots just to annoy the underprivileged.
You homeless person, can you please put the golf buggy on charge? I've got to go down and get my chai latte. It's getting cold.
That's summer on Aussie Telly. Triple M, Gold Coast. Spider Spray.
As I said, I'm going to have a crack at that guy or the girl at the gym. And there's one of these people in our studio, and we know that for sure.
Hang on.
And I don't want you to be that guy or girl who flexes at the gym.
So it's obviously not Flan or
it's not me.
No. And I'm spraying him, so it's not me. Work it out. There's a few out there who really do flex hard in every mirror of the gym. And you know what I love about this? They flex hard with no shame. But I'm saying you, there has to be shame. Right. I cannot stand those people who flex who shouldn't flex.
Okay?
And every gym has them. Every gym, guys and girls, I don't know if you want to call them goose or geese, whatever you want to call them. Okay? But they're not buff enough to flex.
Not buff enough.
Their triceps, you know when you flex your triceps, you're supposed to see this big horseshoe.
Ooh.
You know, this big horseshoe that sticks out. They've like got a lolly snake on there. Or they try their biceps and you're supposed to have these big cantaloupes like Arnold Schwarzenegger or these watermelons and they've got a couple of marbles. And then they try their six pack and after every set they'll sit there and look at their abs and go, look at these. And to be honest, their six pack's on ice. They haven't seen it for about 8 months. I don't understand why people have to flex at the gym. They're embarrassing themselves. You know what they remind me of?
Come on.
They remind me of Popeye before he's eaten the spinach. You know what? If you're in the gym doing that, flex with a tracksuit on, please.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au.
Triple M's $1,000 minute. I could use some
extra money. Well, Kira could right now. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning.
How's the weather around Narang?
Oh, a little bit rainy, but not too bad.
Good day to win $1,000 then.
Sounds like a great day.
Absolutely. Well, pretty easy. You've got 60 seconds. By the time Ellie reads the first question, if you don't know an answer, simply pass. If we've got time, we'll come back to it, and we will take your first response. Outside of that, 10 questions, $1,000. We wish you all the best. Good luck.
Thanks.
Here we go. Lovely.
Come on.
The Gold Coast has many waterways. What is the main river the city is built on that feeds these waterways? Name the two planets in our solar system that begin with the letter M.
Mercury and Mars.
Politician Jim Chalmers is our federal what?
Pass.
How many bones do sharks have?
None.
What is the part of the human eye that controls the amount of light passing through the pupil called?
Iris. Oh, no.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Look, I'm having a shocker.
You can do it. Which famous ocean liner sank on her first voyage in 1912?
The Titanic.
What's the name of the town where the Flintstones live?
Hang on.
One of the many attractions on the Gold Coast is its world-famous wildlife sanctuary. What is its name?
Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary.
What is the capital of Ireland?
Dublin.
The Gold Coast has many waterways. What is the main river that feeds these waterways?
Is it the Gold Coast? I don't know. I've...
You are close to home too, darling.
You are going to kick yourself.
Laugh. Yeah, well, I always laugh because I say, when I'm yelling at the radio, it's really easy. But I just blanked on everything.
Yeah, because you didn't get any wrong. The only one you got wrong was the last one, which was the Narang River.
And that's what I was going to say too.
Yeah, you've just got to back yourself because when you backed yourself, you got all of them correct. Politician Jim Chalmers is our federal what? He's our treasurer. Also, who painted the Mona Lisa? Da Vinci. Yeah. And also, what is the name of the town where the Flintstones live? Bedrock.
Yep.
All the others you got right.
You did. You were so sheepish with the zero bones, but you were correct and the iris and you were correct.
You did
actually
well.
A great player. Don't get in your own head. Mate, we have a double pass for you to Event Cinemas. Unwrap the magic of movies this Christmas with an Event Cinemas gift card. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
Another round of 92.5 Triple M's $1,000 Minute again tomorrow just before 8 o'clock. But because you're listening to this podcast, you get a heads up, a head start. Yeah.
Bit of confidence and back yourself. Well, that's all you need to do.
Names are our buzzers. You ready?
Okay.
All right. You're in this too, Al.
Oh, thank you.
What is Italy's largest island?
Al.
Yep.
Sardinia.
Incorrect.
Sean.
Yep.
Also Flan and Dana. Sicily.
Correct.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
next one.
Next one. Where in the human body, where would you find the scapular bone?
Ah, shoulders.
Well, that's what I would have said. And I think we'll also accept.
Back?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
The hit song by Bon Jovi.
Hello.
You Give Love a Bad Name went number one in what year?
Oh, I hate name that year. I'm not allowed to play.
Al, do you know?
87.
No, I've got options, so here are your options.
Yep.
Okay.
1982, 1986, or 1991?
Oh, it was 86.
There you go.
All right.
I'll give the options.
A head start on your 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. We play tomorrow just before 8.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
8:06, an hour later on the Tweed, Flan.
This wins the internet.
Wow, winning.
Yeah, well, we know, Flan. People send you stuff. You surf the internet hard out every day. What have you got for us?
Well, today, to celebrate the first of the month, Pinch and a Punch.
Yeah.
But no also, returns. We 4 weeks out from Christmas, many Catholics celebrate what they call Advent, and they have an Advent calendar. And that marks those 4 weeks leading up to the holiest day of the year for them, Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you get a chocolate every day.
You do. You get a calendar, and in each day, there's a chocolate. And I think Jenny Purdy has won the internet today. She posted this, and it says, and I quote, "According to my chocolate advent calendar, there is only 3 days left till Christmas." An awful lot of tired heads today at work, I reckon. People who got up very, very early to watch the Socceroos absolutely make history in terms of Australian football. Wonderful moment. Have a listen to this.
Matthew Leckie cuts back inside. One way, then the other.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? And I know that, you know, not a lot of us are soccer fans, yet it's the number one participated sport for kids in
isn't
the country.
It incredible.
Yeah, it is. And good luck to the Aussies. They're playing on Sunday, but it would have been amazing to be there. Even at Federation Square this morning in Melbourne, it was going off. They had thousands and thousands of people there, absolutely cheering and yelling and screaming. It would have been great just to be able to, you know, just be walking past and be there at the right time because no one predicted Aussies to win.
No, Graham Arnold actually said that Federation Square and the footage of it absolutely absolutely inspired the Socceroos. They showed it to them.
Well, it's more than just a sporting event. This has captured the imaginations of the entire country.
Of course it has. Well, it's also the first time Australians have won back-to-back matches at a World Cup.
It's extraordinary, yeah. They called this the pool of death, Ali, and then we actually led France, who were the defending world champions, 1-0, and then things went a little pear-shaped.
Have you ever been in the right place at the right time?
Ooh,
not even sporting-wise. Like, were you, you know, you could have been overseas, when unfortunately the Queen passed away, or Lady Di, or, you know, you might have been in Melbourne when Scott and Charlene got married.
What about if you were down at Mudra Shops when Chris Hemsworth turned up?
Oh, yes.
Is that a good one?
Did that happen to you?
It did. Oh, I said to him, mate, are you lost?
What was he buying?
Yeah.
Coffee from Mudgee Bar.
See, for me, so I was lucky enough, and it's still sporting, but we went over to Canada. We were in Toronto for a tourism thing, Raptors won their NBA final.
Wow. There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada.
Wow.
The Raptors.
That's a moment to be there for.
2019 NBA champs.
And it was amazing. The streets just went absolutely off. Cars were going up and down, and it was the horns, and I just had to walk outside to be a part of it. And it was never expected, just to be in the right place at the right time.
Ali, what about you?
No, I can't really think of anything like a big celebration. I mean, you remember, sadly, where you were when, you know, significant passings happened.
Mm. Sure.
But, that's obviously not really a celebration. Although a good friend of mine, Rhino from Touch, he was over in the UK when the Queen passed. So it was very sad, it was also extremely interesting to be there at that time.
For sure.
Mm.
All right, let's throw it open to the Gold Coast Triple M family. Have you ever been in that right place at the right time at a major event like your friend who was over there when the Queen passed?
Yes.
Right place, right time at a major event. Your calls are on next. Flan, Ali and Spider, Triple M Breakfast.
Good morning, Cliff in Parkwood. When were you in the right place at the right time for a major event?
Well, I'm from Wimbledon in London, and I can't remember the year or who they played, but Wimbledon won the FA Cup final, went in as the underdogs, and all I remember is that every pub in Wimbledon ran out of beer and everyone in the streets went crazy.
That's what I hope happens to the Aussies if we get through any further.
Oh, my God. We've got to play Argentina next.
Never seen anything like it. Every pub out of beer, everyone in the streets, the police, everyone, just happy as Larry.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
8:31, an hour later on the Tweed. A magician, an illusionist, a world-class one at that. Magic will enter the studio inside the next 15 minutes.
Oh, I thought you were saying, is that the sir we're talking about?
No, I was talking about, it's a very big announcement today. Mm-hmm. You know that a day on the green with the one and only Rod Stewart with special guests Cyndi Lauper and John Stevens bringing the hits tour to a day on the green. That's Ceramay Wines in Mount Cotton, Saturday, March 25. Well, a second show has been announced. Oh. Rod Stewart with guests Cyndi Lauper and John Stevens. Last and final show at Ceramay Wines, Sunday, March 26th.
Wow.
Tickets on sale from Ticketmaster, December 8th. He's doing a second show.
That's incredible, actually. Mm. Yeah, ever since that American Songbook, he's been massive.
Is it incredible? He was always going to sell out two shows.
Really?
You don't reckon?
No. He's 400 years old.
He's a superstar.
He's a sir. I'd go and watch Sir Ian Botham on stage.
I'll get you tickets to Rod Stewart and let's see if you turn up.
All right, so we have a couple of tickets to give away right now.
How do you do that?
Spider. He wants to go.
Yes.
No, you don't get
that. Are you going to make our Triple M family do anything for these tickets?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to make them do?
Call 1-300-925-666.
And then
tell us who you'd make in this studio a sir.
Oh, could I be? What about me? Actually, I don't mind.
Yeah, you can
be a lady. Is there a dame? Lady?
Dame.
You can do whatever you want now.
Here we go. We're playing Rod Stewart. Do you think I'm sexy?
Oh, I think you're part of
The answer is, of course, yes. We do, Al.
Thank you, Sir Rod. Some magic is coming to the Star next year.
Magicians are known by many names. Illusionists, escape artists, conjurers. Combine all three and you end up with one name. Cosentino. The magic is back.
Yeah!
Well,
the magic is back.
He became an overnight success on Australia's Got Talent over 10 years ago. Since then, he's written, produced and starred in 9 highly successful primetime specials, which have now been broadcast in over 40 countries and seen by over 500 million people.
Whoa.
He's here right now. If that is really him, thank you for joining us, Cosentino.
Thank you for having me. Wow. Who wrote that introduction? Oh, it was me.
Yeah.
You or your mum, one of the two.
Now, you're about to kick off on a massive tour called Decennium. I hope I've said that right.
Correct, yes.
And before we were off the mic, Spider actually asked you, he said, where have you been? Where have you come from? And or been touring recently. And I could just see the struggle. You closed your eyes and it just seemed so hard for you to think about where you've just been.
Yeah.
You're about to head off on a massive tour of 19 shows, like I said. What's the hardest thing for you about traveling around and living like that?
Well, people always think that you get to see the beautiful areas. You see a hotel and you see the theatre and that is it. You always miss birthdays, weddings.
But normally, if you are invited to the birthday or a wedding, they want you to play a role in that, don't they?
They do. They because I guess they want a bit of entertainment or look. People
you need
are respectful.
Your downtime. Though.
You do. Yeah. That's what people always say. Like when they see you, they always say like do a trick.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
That would be so annoying. It'd be like being a comedian, hey, and everyone saying say something funny. Tell us a joke.
A lot of comedians aren't that funny off, like when they're not on stage.
Yeah,
they're usually pretty serious people.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
What I mean. Yeah.
Hey, what's the most unusual country where they love Cosentino?
Ooh, we did a lot of stuff in Southeast Asia. And Singapore was really good. Vietnam. Do you know what? The best was in the Philippines.
Okay. Why is that?
They're receptive. They love magic and performance. They love to sing. They love to dance. They love the mystery of the magic. They're not trying to figure it out. They just kind of, they go with the idea that, you know, we don't understand how everything works and they're cool with that.
Yeah,
so
that's
they're really,
such a good
really
point.
Responsive.
Mm. Yeah, because that would be so annoying, wouldn't it? Everyone just sitting there. Not just enjoying the moment, but going, oh, how does he do that?
Yeah, trying to trick you out. Yeah.
Yes.
There's only 2 types of audience members, people who sit back and enjoy it for what it is, suspend disbelief, and people who try and figure it out and try and debunk it. And it doesn't really matter to me because both buy tickets.
Okay, yeah, but okay, then which one are you? Let's go around the table and go,
well said.
Which one are you?
Their money disappear.
I would have to say I'm a bit of both.
Bit of both.
No, you can't.
For Cosentino's show, someone of this calibre, no, I would just sit back and enjoy. You know why? Because I know I would be absolutely zero chance of working it out anyway.
What are you?
I'm a huge magic fan, but when I was a kid, and I wonder if they have challenged you, there was an organisation called the Skeptics Organisation, and they would challenge magicians to come and do their trick, and they would try and pull it apart. Have you been thusly challenged?
I haven't been challenged, but I do know about that, to debunk it. Look, and I get it. I'm not picking on people. It can be fun to try and figure it out. It's like solving a puzzle.
I'd sit on the edge of my seat trying to work out how you've done it.
And that can be fun, right? It's like playing with a Rubik's Cube.
Ali mentioned at the top you've done 9 specials, and I think I've seen most of those. In developing a show, that obviously has to have a finale, a special like that. How much pressure is there to develop new illusions for the ending of those big shows?
Yeah, the ending always needs to be something that's never been seen before. You have to break a world record. You've got to go deeper underwater. You've got to hold your breath longer. Yeah, the ending, you've got to devote a lot of time and attention. It takes about 6 months for an end piece.
Is that right?
To prep
6 months.
For literally 2 minutes.
Cosentino celebrating 10 years as Australia's most successful magician, illusionist, and escape artist with the Decennium Tour. And you're back here next year at the Star doing 2 shows. On the one day, Saturday, March 4, a matinee, and then you're doing the evening show.
Yep. So if you want to come to the matinee, you can have an afternoon nap and, you know,
back it right up.
Yeah. Double, double.
He just thinned his eyes at you, Al.
I know, I saw that.
I'm just checking to see if you have a donkey's tail.
Thanks, Cosentino.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5
Triple M.